A court ruling in Miami could shut down the new immigration detention center dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. A judge has ruled this facility should not accept any more detainees for it now.
Well, this is a setback for the administration. The president's immigration crackdown hit a snag on Thursday night when a federal judge ordered an indefinite halt to new construction at Alligator Alcatraz in Florida and barred any new detainees from being brought there. Now, this decision came in response to a lawsuit by environmental groups who said that the site in the Everglades endangers the surrounding wildlife and endangers drinking water for more than 8 million Floridians. Those plaintiffs argued that environmental reviews should have been completed before this site was hastily set up. Republican officials in Florida who backed the president's agenda, they counter that the facility isn't subject to federal requirements because it is run by the state. But this order stops any additional tents from being added to the site. It orders the removal of temporary fencing and generators. As you can imagine, it's going to be pretty hard to run the site under those conditions. But the state of Florida has already announced plans to appeal. And this all is coming as the president is highlighting his crackdown on crime here in Washington, D.C. Last night, during a visit to a Park Police Operations Center, he claimed that the extra military paroles here in the nation's capital are making the city much safer than it was before. But the mayor has repeatedly stressed that crime has actually been dropping here for the past 2 years.